Blog Talk Radio.
Become politics because of yesterday's inauguration?
I don't know. I think we got stick to it, even though it's an interesting day yesterday. But
yeah, just stick to what? Sports?
Yeah, but it was an interesting day.
All right, let me ask you a question.
It's going to be interesting.
How long is it going to take for them to trade Okafor, and is it a mistake trading Okafor?
I don't think it's a mistake to trade Okafor at all, because I think that Okafor.
What's wrong with Okafor? But let me ask you a question. How about Embiid? How about Embiid goes down? What are they going to do then?
Well, then you have to deal with it. Well, I don't think you're going to trade Okafor like tomorrow or Monday. So if he gets down like tonight in Atlanta, you'll still have
the trade. When's the trade deadline?
I don't know, 3 more weeks, I think. Yeah, like three more weeks.
Alright. Well, if somebody kills you with what are you trading for? Are you trading for a player or a draft pick?
I don't know what kind of stuff you could get for him. I'm so with his value is like so in the toilet now that I don't know if he can get it back up.
He was a pretty high draft pick.
He was. He can play.
He can put 20 points. He can put 20 points in the basket every night. Isn't that good?
That's what his defenders say. That he can put 20 points in the basket. But I don't know. The fact that he's getting coach's decision DMP. It's not a good sign for him, I don't think.
You got to say Embiid's better, right? I mean, Embiid is definitely a better player, correct?
Than Okafor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's unquestioned, undebatable.
Okay. Right, one more thing. The Phillies picked up a couple players. How many games did the Phillies win next this year?
I think we need to get up to, like, 83, don't you think? 81, 82, 83, something like that.
They're going to be one over 500. There was a great story yesterday. McCannum, the manager of the Phillies, he said his goal is to make sure they're playing at least 500 baseball. That would be a good year for them, at least 500.
Yeah.
And he said it's going to take time to become a championship team, you know?
I think they're capable of that next year, though. I really do.
Well, let's see. The arms hold up, and I need to see more hitting. I need to see that kid in center field. I need to see him play better and be more consistent. I think the kid at third base is a keeper, don't you?
Yeah. There's certainly a lot to watch. Franco, there's a lot to watch. But I think they could do it. I don't see why they couldn't.
Yeah. All right.
All right, thank you.
And then Hallie Rosen, they're going to be talking to you about Hallie today. I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
Take care, bye.
You and
Jason
at the
NBC. Yeah,
enjoy the game.
Bye. Thank
you, sir. Thanks. Go ahead. We need your picks. All right, now the only one we can't. Boys, we need your picks. All right, now, let's see if we've got someone on the horn right here before I go to the pick segment. And I do want to talk. All right, ready? Let's see the person.
I'll talk to people.
All right.
I'll talk to people.
Let's go. Packers. Falcons. Who you like there, Jack?
Falcons.
All right. Packers, Falcons. Then Steelers, Patriots. Who do you like there?
Patriots. Well, I don't like them,
right.
But
I got you.
We're
going
to
win.
Woo! I think it's time for the Falcons to start doing Falcons.
Let's go phone call, then I'm going to get your pick. I don't want to hear that teaser for the next segment.
Well, it's a quick thing.
Hey, Jamie.
How you
doing?
Yeah. How
you doing, Jamie?
I'm fine, sir.
Well, my cowboys are on the golf course. We did a couple YouTube videos.
Oh,
we did a NFL
what
podcast.
You gotta be just crushed.
Oh, well, it is what it is. I didn't expect it. It's really not crushed. It's not the other world. I lived another day. You know, Obama had a half a day yesterday. Trump's got a new job. I get it. It's not the other world. But I want to see a Steelers Green Bay Packers Super Bowl 51, but I think it's going to be the Fakers and the Tea Party. So I'll say the Tea Party is winning by four, and I think it's going to be a good game, but I'll take the Fakers to beat up on the Packers. But I do want to see Green Bay win, and I want to see the Steelers take down the Baymaker. I think that'd be fun. So, but it is what it is. So,
yeah.
You know, it is what it is. The way it goes. You know, you guys have been on the golf course. Jerry Jones playing golf this week with Tony, and it's the way it goes, you know. So it's out there in the world. Life goes on, right?
Yeah. That's a good dissertation, but thank you.
Yeah, all right. All right, Jamie, I got to go. I got to get back to work. You be good. Say hi to Uncle Chris and your dad. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Thanks,
right.
Jamie. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Go away.
What happened? Did you say go away?
No, but he's waking up.
Well, it's nice that he checked in. Did you say go away, though?
Well, I didn't mean that. He's not got to go. There's the break. Let's get Chris Kinney about. How are you, sir?
I'm good, bro, man. How are you?
I'm fine.
Was that Cowpoke that I know I've been sparse on calling. Is Cowpoke being consistent, or is he taking a break as well?
Well, we all have ups and downs.
Ups and downs with Cowpoke. You ever listen to his shows?
Yeah, they're very interesting. So what?
It is. His shows are good. I'm in the basement, bud. Did you watch that Sixers game last night, James?
That's a great game. That's probably one of the most entertaining games of the season that we just had last night.
James, say it again. Christopher was talking. I'm on the phone, bud.
Yeah. But
wait, did you watch that game last night? Did you get a little nervous with Embiid going down?
It was tremendously nerve wracking. Yes, but he was able to return, of course. But
and then they were able to win, even with holding them out.
And of course you're going to get blown out tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely they will, but that's okay. All right, what else going on? Hey, did you do your football picks yet?
Well, I think we're going to do them in a second. But my two picks Packet.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah,
here it
is. All right, go ahead. Who you got? Here it is. Packet.
Oh, the double P's.
You know who I'd like to see in the Super Bowl, Jim?
Yeah.
The Packers and the Falcons.
Yeah.
Is that impossible? Can we make that happen?
I think we should just have a bye week if we can play it next week. That's all.
I like those other two teams to go away. I like them both to just go away.
Yeah. Do not. Yeah, go away and don't come back. That sounds like a good plan.
You know what? I told your dad this. Big Ben and Tom Brady played each other in this game in 2005.
Yes, they had two long-running quarterbacks. Yes,
2005.
Are.
I mean, are you kidding me?
That's 12 years ago.
It's so long ago, it's not even funny.
And they're still playing as long now as they ever did. So it's a real.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's insane. All right, I gotta go fix the computer.
All right.
You have a good day.
All right, so thank you.
What did you say you had to do?
He's very good fixing it.
Regarding the NBA standings,
yeah.
I was prepared to say to you...
You've been peering at them all time.
A few things. Number one, the Sixers are now the seventh from the bottom.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing how they're leaping up.
This is terrible.
The league?
Yeah.
There's horrible teams.
No, I'm saying what's going on right now is terrible.
In what regards?
Because we're not going to meet the playoffs and we're going
to
be...
Well, I was prepared to tell you that we are going to make them.
But
I'm looking at it right now. No way. It's just like they're 15-26.
Yeah.
15-26. So they're 9 games under 500. The last place playoff team right now is 2 games under 500.
Yeah.
That's like a 7 games out. That's like enormous.
They're not 7 games out, though.
No, they're not. They're actually 4.5.
Yeah.
You know what? They've decreased that from when we started talking about playoffs. It was like, what, 18 or something? Eight or nine. And now it's 4.5. So that is kind of amazing that it's dropped this much. But they have to leap over the Magic, the Knicks, the Pistons, the Bucks, and the Bulls. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of these teams are playing horribly, so it's not inconceivable.
Yeah, like the Bulls are playing hard.
Are they playing? They're the eighth seed, too.
It's getting blown out.
Well, they're 5-5 or less.
Yeah, but they're getting blown out last night by the Hawks. Blown out.
ATL?
Yeah.
I see ATL 7-0, so we're going to get slaughterhouse tonight. But to beat the Raptors.
They only ended up 1-2-93, but they were winning by 25.
I mean, the Raptors here, I see, are. 28-15. Actually, they've lost two in a row. They're 5-5 in their last 10. But that's a huge victory to take
it,
out.
Bucks on the road is a nice victory.
The Bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Their team that's playing for a playoff.
Yeah,
it's 20-20.
They lost 4 in a row. Everyone we beat goes on a losing streak.
Look at that. Is that all you got?
No.
On the NBA stands?
No. Well, I heard that we swap with Sacramento.
Right.
It is that?
Yeah.
So I shouldn't even worry about, like, how we're doing. Like, you know, like, I kind of get a little bittersweet with our losses.
No, you should. You should. You
but.
Should. You should. You should. You should. You
why?
Should.
What, why?
Absolutely worry about how, what our record is. Because we got our own pick is the most important pick.
The Kings are one game above us. One. No, half a game. They have a game. So that's, like, negligible. So I have actually – they've lost 4 in a row. Okay. They're 2-8 in the last 10. So we're going to pass them.
That's
so
good.
It is good because then we'll swap with them. We'll get their pick.
Yeah, but
– like, there's no stopping now. We're not going to be the bottom rung here anymore. And when Benny Sims comes, I got news for you. Playoffs might be easy. It might be easily achievable. And then when we take out the Cavs in the first round, you're going to be like, what?
What's happened?
No, but seriously.
You think
with Benny Simmons on the way?
You're being serious.
First game
at
the All-Star game. That's my prediction, too. I check every day to see if there's nothing.
What game is that, by the way? I still don't know what game that is.
What do you mean? You want me to...
In the sketch.
Get that up. You want to know who they're playing?
I think they're playing the Wizards, maybe someone like that.
No.
Who is it? It's like a 9-day All-Star week.
I know you say that. If that is really the deal, then it makes it all the more likely. That
well, of course it is.
All right, relax. Here we go.
You don't wait.
4, 6, 8, 9, 11, 13, 15. There it is. It is 9 games. February 15th is their last game against the Celtics, which, by the way, they're going to beat them the next time because they owe them from that last game.
They weren't good enough to win that
They are going to be next time. Then, 9 games later, they come back to play February 24th against the Washington Wizards. You are correct. At home, that's the game he's going to be. Fine tickets. That's the game he's coming here for. And then I'll give him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26 games he'll play with them. And they will go 14-12.
I think it's
in that 14-12 over 500. These are all my ridiculous predictions.
I think it's 11-15.
11-15. That's not horrible.
Yeah.
For what we've been used to the last 4 years, it's not horrible.
How are we gonna trade in these tickets for the villain?
We're not trading that. We're going to the Nova game.
Yeah.
That's right. How are we getting the handicap?
Yeah.
As soon as I go in, I don't know. I've never done it before at the Wells Fargo.
You haven't?
Nope.
You've done it for beer.
No, I never have. I've never swapped tickets to Wells Fargo.
Why?
You have to get there early, go to find out where customer service is, and say, can we swap these for handicapped seats, please? And then we're going to go there. That's customer, maybe?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. What's
Hello?
Up?
Go. Hey, it's John from Devon. How you doing?
Yeah, I got.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Just want to talk a little. It's nice to have a basketball team, a pro basketball team back in the city. What do you think of the Sixers run lately?
I think it's fun to watch, right? It's something that we needed. I'm glad the fans and everyone finally got it, and it's hopefully they can keep it going.
Yeah, it's nice to see. Like, I feel like we have that franchise player in Joel Embiid, but that we haven't had since the Iverson era. It's refreshing to see. I mean, I know it was like with the old rules with the All Star, he would have got it voted in by the fan vote, but I guess they changed the rules around this year. But he just still makes the team the way they're playing, though. So it's just amazing, like, how well this guy's doing, having not played basketball for a couple of years now.
Yeah, it really is. It's really fun to watch. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, we're so overdue. We haven't had this since, like, the answer. Now we got the process. So I feel like right now, like, I think, like, the future is actually starting to look a little brighter for Philly sports between, like, you got Embiid, you still have Simmons yet to play. You had Carson Wentz. Flyers got some young guys like Provorov and the Ghost. Phillies, I think they're in the rebuilding mode, and they can strike a big in free agency in a couple of years. So let's say, like, I think right now, I think you got, like, your top two guys in Philly sports. I think you got Carson Wentz with the Eagles and Joel Embiid with the Sixers. Let's say if you can only have one of those guys but not the other, who would you pick? Would you rather have, for the next 10, 15 years, would you rather have Embiid on the Sixers or Wentz on the Eagles? Who are you picking if you could only have one?
It'd be tough to have what kind of career they're going to have and all the things that go with it, but, ooh, that's a tough question. I guess one of the slight edge, because, you know, I think there's nominally more Eagles fans than Sixers fans and, you know,
yeah,
a quarterback, and football is the number
yeah.
one sport, but I'm not trying to minimize what Embiid is not, but I do think it's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like when you get that franchise quarterback, I think that's, like, the key to, like, the whole football. Whereas I think, like, you look at basketball, they're kind of moving away from the big guys, moving away from the centers. Like, it's more of, like, a guard, number three swing type of league. Like, you look at, like, LeBron and Curry and Harden and Westbrook and what those guys are doing. I feel like it's a little bit more replaceable with Embiid. But it's nice to have, like, franchise guys at those positions right now.
I do think it's irreplaceable. You just got to find it. You got to find your stuff.
Yeah. Do you think they put Simmons on the shelf this year? Or do you think they let him play a little bit just to see what they got?
Well, you know, I'm nervous. I would almost feel better to put him on the shelf just to know that nothing is viable of happening. But, you know, I think he's going to play, and hopefully everything goes all right.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see how he kind of meshes with Embiid. Like, I feel like him, Embiid, Noel, and Simmons, I think, gives you, like, a nice backbone for the next couple of years. What do you think we can get for Okafor?
Well, I think that's a tremendous tough spot. I really do. I don't know what they can get. Because his value is so decreased. But, you know.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Too bad they didn't draft Porzingis instead of Okafor that year. Could you imagine, like, a team of, like, Porzingis and Simmons going forward would be incredible.
It'd be quite a team. Thank you so much. All right.
Take care. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Good call?
Yeah.
What was the Carson Wentz question he posed to you?
Yeah, come out.
Who's the bigger star?
Wentz, Smith, and Embiid. Who do you want? You have to get rid of one.
You have to get rid of one?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Who would you pick? That's impossible. What?
Yeah.
You get rid of Wentz?
Get rid of it.
Keep Wentz. Okay, I kind of agree with that. All right. He has to be. All right, here you go, Ryan.
All right, it's the environment.
I need your picks. Jackie did his. All right, first one, Packers or Falcons? Who do you like there?
Falcons.
Come here. Loud so everyone can hear.
Falcons!
All right. You and your brother. And Steelers versus Patriots.
Yes.
Steelers? He's a little bit different than your brother there. All right, Mama. Packers, Falcons.
Falcons for it all.
Mama with the double P's.
Mom.
Double P's. Now I just need Jack. Come.
All right. I wish I'd never say you have to go to the it's too much.
Is it too much? We're leaving actually as soon as we get off the show.
No, it's too much.
We're going to head down because we got to move the tickets.
What
kind of tenants do you think they got at this?
It's not so bad.
No, they can't sell this out, right? It's close, you think?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, we're done. New time, seeing greatness. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Well, do you have any official predictions with that? How the Sixers will like end up with that standings?
Well, I think they're only gonna get closer.
Do you think they'll make an end or not?
No. Have I been on record saying that on the Thursday?
Yes. They got the teams to jump next week. Well, we'll see. We're seventh from the bottom this week. Next Saturday, we'll see where we're at. But all these back-to-backs, you know, Joel is not going to help matters. But then again, these bad teams down here, it doesn't take much to jump. You're in a game.
Who are the teams that you think are so bad?
Kings, Pelicans, Magic, Trailblazers, Nuggets, Knicks. I would say the Pistons is when the beginning of where it gets okay.
I don't even know about that. All right, with Don.
You don't like them either?
No.
Bucks?
Yeah.
Are they good or bad?
Good. I think that...
That's where it starts?
Yeah.
All right. Well, they are better than the Pistons, so they have two less losses, so it could be it. It could be worse.
I think it is. All right, peeps and the millions out there. I hope you enjoyed it.
All right. I'll leave you with this.
Yeah.